Your Money Matters. Thanks so much for joining us here today, not only to you listeners, but to Leo Harmon, who is the co-CIO of Mesirow Equity Management. Leo, thanks for hopping on again.
Hey, John. Good to be with you again today.
We got to hang out the whole hour yesterday while we waited out the storm.
It was fun. There's a famous quote that climate is what you expect and weather is what you get. So here we are.
When you came in the studio, it was sunny and all things changed. But I'm glad we have you here. A little bonus time. And now we're in this Fed meeting time. And you and I talked off air a little bit about this. Will it be a half point? Will it be a three-quarter point increase? And the Fed is kind of between a rock and a hard place no matter what they choose. Can you explain that a bit?
Yeah, it's really difficult for the Fed because this is a really big conundrum. After adding so much monetary liquidity into the system, really over the last 25 years, you know, they've run out of dry powder in order to effectuate a soft landing. Now we're in a point where they are forced to fight inflation, and they're stuck between trying to land the plane by fighting inflation without creating a recession in the process. And so they're looking at 50 basis points or 75 basis points tomorrow as a rate increase. And at the end of the day, it may not matter longer term. Shorter term, sure. I think there is a bias in the market right now and a sentiment that if the Fed is more aggressive, that they are in control and they can get ahead of the curve instead of being behind the curve, and investors are interested in seeing that. But just a few weeks ago, when we had that market rally, people were happy when Fed Chairman Powell took the prospect of a 75 basis point increase off the table. And so the market seems to be oscillating between what they want from the Fed, depending on rates of inflation. But at the end of the day, we're still baking in another 200 basis points of increase after this.
No matter what, it's not stopping tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right. So we're going up.
And so that's, to me, that's the biggest conundrum, is how much and how aggressive the Fed is going to be, and what is the ultimate result of that aggression, whether you get a recession, and probably as importantly, if you do, when do you get it? It makes a huge difference whether something like that occurs in 2023 or in 2024, or conversely, do we have enough confidence that the Fed can actually land a plane?
Yeah, and you know what's so hard about it is no matter what we find out tomorrow in these meetings, is that these aren't immediate effects. I mean, it takes a while for Fed action to, you know, make its way to the grocery store, right?
It does. I mean, even in markets, historically, when we see the Fed increase, usually something bad happens. It's not always a recession, but usually something cracks, something goes wrong in the system. That usually takes about 18 to 24 months. So the Fed started raising rates back in 2022. You fast forward, you would expect something bad to happen in the end of 2023 and early 2024. That's a long way away.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of room for the market to move and navigate around. If you start to bring those prospects closer to 2023, you start to reflect more downside in the market. And that's, I think, what we're really grappling with. When we see a lot of volatility in the market, whether or not that downside move in the economy is going to be closer to 2023 or is going to be pushed out further to 2024.
We'll have plenty more time in our next segment to talk specifically about Mesirow, what you guys do, and how you can help people. But I guess I just want to know from the average investor sitting listening to this conversation right now, these half point, three quarter points, I mean, unless you're retiring in a year, I mean, does it matter? I hate to put it like that. I know it matters to the everyday spending, but in terms of your retirement plans, if you've got some runway to work with here, do you need to be so tuned into every moment that happens?
You really shouldn't be. Maybe on the margin. If you have marginal assets that you're trying to place into the market and you're trying to make a decision today about an incremental investment, maybe you want to wait and get more clarity as to what the Fed is going to do. But as far as your long-term plan is concerned, we always preach diversified portfolios with long-term objectives. And if you are 15 to 20 years from retirement, that means you still have another 15 to 20 years left after retirement to live and work. So right. you're really looking at a 25 or 30 year time horizon. You really shouldn't be impacted by small moves in the Fed, and you shouldn't necessarily let that broadly impact the asset allocation in your portfolio.
Got to pace yourself. I don't want to be worrying for the next 30 years every single darn day what the Fed's going to do.
Absolutely.
More with Leo Harmon, the CIO of Mesirow Equity Management, in a moment. We've got Leo Harmon from Mesirow. St. Rita legend, I hear. Football legend.
Not quite a legend, but I tried my best.
And you're still playing football to this day, you just told me during the break.
Yeah, I still play a little football, a little flag football with folks half my age, and I try to keep up with them as best I can.
What was harder, playing with them or the markets the last couple of days?
Well, playing with them, definitely.
Let's talk about your clients in Mesirow. What are they asking you right now, right? I mean, I imagine there's a lot of people. Should we stick with the plan? Do we need to change the plan? What are they telling you?
Yeah, I think the clients are asking the same thing that the rest of the world is asking. I think the biggest thing is what they demand of us. And what our clients are really demanding at this point, whether they're institutional or individual, are...
And institutional, you mean
institutional,
hedge funds?
Meaning hedge funds, pension plans, that sort of thing.
Right.
Individual, high net worth clients. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're on either side of that spectrum, what you're really looking for are managers and advisors that have been through market cycles, that understand what this environment is like,
mm-hmm.
Can help you navigate through your portfolio, and probably as importantly, know how you're positioned. And can understand where you have benefits and where you may have potential headwinds in this type of market environment. And so that's the biggest thing that they're asking. The second biggest thing is really access to differentiated product. Looking for products that can enhance growth, enhance income, can reduce risk.
And when you say products, what do you mean by that?
I mean products like dividend paying vehicles, or you know, our small cap product, particularly our sustainability fund that differentiates itself from the marketplace, or customized solutions that our wealth advisors can provide that will run the spectrum of low risk to high risk. They're looking for that type of advice in this market environment as to really how they want to position their portfolio and what types of investment vehicles will help them once they decide on how to allocate their assets.
I know that nowadays getting and participating in the market has never been easier, right? There's free access for people to jump in. And I think a lot of people say, I can do a lot of it on my own. And maybe there is a certain extent where people can do a fair amount on their own. But what you're talking about is kind of like this next level. I kind of feel like I'm seeing in full color when you describe what you have, right? Like there's a prism of colors that we don't see if we just don't have the experience. Like I only know of a few channels from where, and I host a financial show, right? But you and people at Mesirow, I mean, you just kind of know these other areas that maybe average investors may have no idea exist.
It's experience, it's access, it's news flow. And it's not that you as an individual investor can't take control over some elements of this, but mm-hmm. if you're working a full-time job every day, it's hard for you to keep up with every heartbeat of the market. It's hard for you to put together a cohesive strategy and then change that tactically as market data changes. And you will find yourself behind the curve if you don't necessarily have an advisor that's on top of that, who's willing and able to help you, particularly in times like this, navigate through all of the volatility in the market.
I mentioned some people's apprehension may be, well, they're just going to plug it into an algorithm and I'm just a number maybe to them. I imagine that's not the approach you take. I mean, it's a very individual thing, right? You want to know people's goals, what they want their retirement to look like.
I think lots of investors, whether they're large or small or high net worth or don't have a lot of money, are looking for that customization. And so we always look at clients from an individual standpoint, understanding their investment time horizon, understanding their risk tolerance, understanding their need for cash flow and income, and particularly for our individual clients, understanding any tax implications that come along with that. And we really want to be able to customize portfolios that help them to meet their needs and objectives along that time frame.
Because the reality is, I mean, everyone's retirement or years until retirement, they have different goals in mind, right? I mean, everyone kind of has a different plan. I think a lot of people actually haven't thought through it all the way. And I imagine that's some of the questions you ask them.
Yeah, we have to spend a lot of time asking them. Most people are just involved in their work, involved
right. in their, they're just trying to make the money. They don't think about what to do with it. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we want to be in a position where we can offer advice and products that will help meet their needs and objectives. And as those objectives change over time, particularly in times like today, you know, our wealth advisors are working very hard with their clients to, you know, tilt portfolios, to rebalance the portfolio, particularly in an environment that's going to have rising inflation. Their cash flow needs may change. Their mm-hmm. income needs may change. And you're going to want an advisor that can help navigate you to products and services that are going to help meet your new needs as well as your old plan.
Plus, you can sleep an extra couple hours a night.
That would
be great.
That
you're looking at it, right? Mesro, independent, employee-owned. Why does that make a difference to an advisor?
It makes a huge difference. Our professionals act as owners of the firm. That means that our success is aligned with their success. On my team, for instance, everyone on my team, with the exception of the new people who have just joined, are shareholders of Mesro,
mm-hmm.
and everyone on our team is invested in the products that we invest in. And so we like to say we eat what we cook. And yeah. throughout Mesro, there's a sense of ownership that drives our success and aligns it with that of our clients.
We've talked about plane analogies so far, pretty much. And I always say I don't mind a financial advisor or a pilot that has a few gray hairs. And I also like that, just like a pilot, we both have the same goal in mind. I don't care if I'm a passenger. We both want this plane to land. And just like an advisor, if you're part of that company, you're part of an owner of that company, y'all want to go up.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Great. Leo, I can't thank you enough for your grace in sitting here with me last night during that crazy storm and coming back today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, John.
For
sure. Appreciate it.
And we look forward to more conversations with Mesro, usually on Mondays, storm pending. I like the alliteration of Mesro Mondays. You go to Mesro, MESIROW.com. Take care, Leo, okay?
You too.